This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with myself, Tass and Macca. And it is that time of the show. It's a different time of the show than we normally have Macca's opinion on. And we haven't had one of these for a while, although if you have been listening, you'd probably think that Macca's always expressing his opinion anyway about lots and lots of issues. Macca, what's taken your fancy this week?
Well, there's a couple of things that have actually disappointed me.
Disappointed?
And the first one is the legislation the federal government is proposing around amendments to the work practices in Australia, particularly around casual work, and the ability...
Do you mean the IR proposals? Yeah, the IR proposals.
And I was listening to Christian Porter, the Attorney General, talking about this in the Parliament and, in fact, mocking some of the responses he'd received. Let me paraphrase. One of them was, he said, look, you know, the ability of an employer to change your conditions as a result effectively of COVID, so to reduce your pay, to reduce your hours, to reduce your conditions is necessary for business survival, okay? Now, first off, let us see the evidence for that. But then when he was questioned on that, he said it would happen in a really small number of cases, right? So if it's only going to happen in a small number of cases, why don't you make the legislation that allows the Fair Work Commission to make those exceptions on the presentation of evidence, rather than making it like a speeding fine where you have to prove that you didn't do it? In this case, you should have to go to the Fair Work Commission and prove that the survival of your business and those jobs is dependent on a reduction in people's wages and benefits. And I say to you, Christian Porter, you know, when you light a fuse on a stick of dynamite, it doesn't matter how long the fuse is. When you light it, it's going to blow up. And this is going to blow up because, yes, I understand the financial viability of many businesses has been supported over the last 6, 8, 9 months by things like JobKeeper, right? I acknowledge that. I commend you for that. I commend the government for that. But what I don't commend you on is saying, now we're starting to come out of COVID, you know how your business is going to survive? It's going to survive by paying people less. But you don't need to worry about it because it's only going to happen in a very small number of cases, right? You want to provide the structure and the ability for a business to make that decision on its own. So think about this. If you really believe that this is aren't Christian, if this is only going to happen in a small number of cases, then one of the principles of law is, you know, you don't create a law just to cover a very small portion of it unless you want to actually get an outcome. It's one of the principles of law. You should know that, you're Attorney General, when you're not out drinking, right, in Canberra with your colleagues. Think about it, right? Think about it. When you light the fuse, mate, doesn't matter how long the fuse is, the chances are it will blow up, and it just might blow up in your face. because you want to reduce the conditions and the wages of the most the most insecure workers in this country that we already know have suffered more than any others during COVID, and that governments talk about helping fix, insecure work. We've even heard our state government talk about it, even though they employ a number of security staff up at Parliament on unsecure contracts, right? It's time we actually need to stand up and say people are entitled to secure work, right? And Christian Porter, you're talking nonsense. You know what the intent of this bill is. It's your bill. Mocking people in the Parliament and laughing and saying, oh, look, it's only going to affect a small number of people. Why are you doing it? You're doing it because you want the employers to have the ability to use this as a reason to reduce people's wages and conditions. I can see that. And when you look in the mirror, mate, you know that's the case. Don't lie to us. Secondly, the Victorian Liberal Party. Last week, we had a really great discussion with David Davis, the Shadow Minister for Equality, leader of the Liberal Party in the Upper House. One of the four people in the Liberal Party's leadership group, I invited David on air last week to come back this Saturday to talk about the Liberal Party's position with regards to this legislation, other than their public pronouncements, which was, we want a pause. We want a pause because we think it's going to affect the way people practice their faith and children. No detail. No detail around that. But that's what they said. I invited David twice during the week to come back. Remember, he's the Shadow Minister for Equality. To come back and explain to our community what the Liberal Party's position on this is. Crickets. Nothing. That says to me that the party, one, it doesn't know what its position is. It hasn't made up its mind what its position is. It hasn't made up its mind whether it's going to have a conscience vote, whether it can have a party vote, whether it's going to sit on the fence, whether it's going to squib and do what it did in the Legislative Assembly, which is not vote, to abstain. This is an important issue. They know it's an important issue. I know it's frightening for some of them. The mere thought that this practice, should be banned. Some of them believe very fervently in conversion practices. As I said before, it's not therapy, it's voodoo. Well, it's time for the Liberal Party of Victoria, David Davis, Michael O'Brien and others, who the leaders of the party who have stood up and said they oppose conversion practices. Right? Don't try and muddy the waters with nonsense arguments, with no evidence, with no justification as to why you can't take a position on it. We are all watching. I may not like your position, but hey, how about we actually know what your position is? And I say, David Davis, I'm really disappointed. You've had two messages, I know you've read them, offering you the opportunity to come on and talk about your party's position on this. You are the Shadow Minister for Equality. You're the leader of the Liberal Party in the Upper House. You're one of four of the leadership group. I know Michael O'Brien's office was also asked if Michael would come on, right? Silence is not golden. Silence says to me, you either don't want to tell us what your position is, you haven't decided what your position is, or you think we might be offended by what your position is. You know what? Stand up for what you believe in. I know it's a novel concept, but stand up for what you believe in. Tell us what you think. Don't give us this bullshit about a pause. Don't give us this other nonsense. Right? If you believe this bill shouldn't be passed, stand up and say so. If you believe it should be, stand up and say so. Don't put forward rubbish amendments. And you know what? Don't be rude and ignore the opportunity to come on and speak to our community. They want to hear what you have to say. It's an opportunity you don't get as a right. You get it because, you're an elected official and the community should hear from you. Take it up, guys. Don't ignore it. It's really important. And the last thing, I want everyone out there to think, to go around their house and count the number of things that they have that are made in China. And that will inform you as to why China has so much economic influence on our economy and potentially on our way of life. I want you to do that and think about it. Messages, good or bad. But David Davis, pick up the phone, mate. Michael O'Brien, pick up the phone. I know you can't pray away the gay. Well, you know what? You can't pray away this gay. That's what I think.
And that was Macca's opinion. Delightful message from Melina, who says some theme music would be great for this segment. So we will think about
that. We've actually discussed that on many occasions, Melina. Hey, Melina and 317 and a few others.
Come back with some ideas.
Have a think about what we should have as theme music.
And one final question to you, Macca. Your last challenge to our listeners this morning was to go home and count how many items we own in our homes from China. How many do you own that come from China?
I actually did a count of devices. I picked out 10 devices and 7 of them.
There you go.
And that says...
That exemplifies exactly what you're talking about.
And it exemplifies the issue that we have to face up to, that if we don't want the influence of China to be overarching in our lives, it starts with the very things that we use. Just as they're saying, we're not going to buy your products, I'm not saying don't buy Chinese, I'm saying think about... Is there an alternative? Can you buy something that's made in Australia? That's a bit hard. But think about it. And David Davis, you know my number.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.